Hi, everyone. It's Daniel Pope. I wanted to give you all a brief update on the Environmental Law Monitor podcast. We've been really excited by the level of engagement so far, and we hope that the podcast has been useful to you. As Bracewell's Environment, Lands, and Resources group continues to get familiar with this podcast format, and as I continue to feel more comfortable hosting these conversations, it's only going to get better. I did want to let you know that we won't be having our regularly scheduled episode today. If you're listening to this podcast in the first place, you probably know that our group does a lot to make sure you have access to our insights on significant new developments in environmental and natural resources law and policy. That includes webinars, lunch and learns, client alerts, blog entries, and now this podcast. We've been gearing up for one of our biggest client events over the past few weeks, our semi-annual environmental law seminar, which we'll be hosting on November 9th and 10th. We have panels on all kinds of subjects like renewable energy strategies for mainstream energy, Freedom of Information Act compliance and protecting confidential business information, environmental justice, developments in carbon capture and storage, and many others. There's still time to register for our virtual presentations, and we can always send you a link for on-demand viewing. But that's what we've been up to, and that's why we won't be having our regularly scheduled podcast today. I will be getting back to our regularly scheduled programming soon, though, and I wanted to preview a couple of topics we'll be talking about soon on the monitor. As you may know, the Supreme Court granted certiorari, and that's tough to say anyways. Imagine saying it into a microphone. But anyways, the Supreme Court granted cert in a number of cases related to greenhouse gas emissions from power sector facilities. So it looks like a new chapter in the Clean Power Plan, Affordable Clean Energy Rule saga is opening up, and Brittany Pemberton is going to join me to discuss the significance of the court's decision. After that, we're going to discuss brownfields redevelopments and what kinds of things you and your company can do to identify, understand, and minimize risks when redeveloping sites that have already been used for industrial purposes and could have some potential legacy liabilities. Anyways, we hope all this is useful to you and maybe even slightly entertaining. So if there's an issue you want to hear us discuss, you can always let us know. We love listener feedback. If you're still unhappy with us not having a regular episode this week and you're craving some other insights, Bracewell's been in the process of rolling out other podcasts recently. Phil Bazanson in Seattle and Matthew Nielsen in Dallas co-host Sidebar, a podcast focused on government enforcement investigations, white-collar criminal defense, and cybersecurity issues. Vince Morgan and Claire Cahoon host the Covered podcast out of Houston. And that's all about insurance law and how companies manage risk. I'd be remiss not to mention the great podcasts we have coming out of our policy resolution group. Their podcast, The Lobby Shop, is the OG podcast, the one that started it all. And there's not really a better place for understanding what's going on in D.C., and PRG's new Madam Policy podcast features great conversations with women about how women have shaped policy and created history in government and business and journalism and elsewhere. And they recently had a conversation with Gina McCarthy, former EPA administrator and national climate advisor. Oh, but definitely don't subscribe to any of their podcasts unless you first subscribe to ours. With that, I will give you back some of your time. Thanks for tuning in. Do reach out to us if you want to attend the seminar, and we'll talk to you soon.